Did y'all always pronounce your name?
Yes.
What about?
That's a German expression. You know what it really means in German? It's to weave things.
Did anyone, when they were talking English, did anyone in your family still pronounce your last name like it was German?
Once in a great while, you find someone. They know the difference, you see. The W in German is a V sound? It sounds like a V, yes.
Uh-huh.
But the V in German is like an F. My name, Victor, would be Fichter. If I see, you know. The V is an F in German, sounds like an F.
What would you call a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching?
I'm trying to think of the term that they use, but have you got some that, give me
what, what about a carpenter who's not very good at building things?
Jackleg carpenter.
Do you ever use the word jackleg about a preacher?
No. No, I don't think so, because I respect them, preacher, minister, whatever they're doing. I wouldn't give him a name like that.
What does jackleg mean?
Well, they are not a professional.
Mm-hmm.
They try this and they try that.
What all could be a jackleg besides a carpenter?
Well, he may try, I don't know where the farming could come under that term of jackleg or painting, a jackleg painter or something to that effect.
What about a mechanic?
Could be a jackleg mechanic.
And you'd say, I might ask you if you know a person. You might say, well, I don't know him, but I
know of him.
Okay.
I heard of him.
Did you ever say heard tell of him?
Heard tell? Well, that term is used, yes. I heard tell of him.
And you'd say, if there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you? What that noise?
I don't know what you mean by that.
You'd say, with your ears, you
heard.
Okay, and you'd say, I have what that noise? I have
heard that noise.
Okay, and you'd say, that sound was too soft for me to
understand.
Or for me to.
For me to hear.
Okay, and if you didn't know where someone was born, you might ask, where does he
come from?
And you'd say, he what here on the train last night? Using that word, you'd say
he came in or?
Okay. Did you ever say he come in on the train?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. You'd say, he has what to this town? He has
come to this town, yeah.
Okay. And the name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And do you remember a song that started off, wait till the sun shines?
The what?
Wait till the sun shines.
Again, or?